you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we've got a very, very interesting and unique perspective we're going to be talking with. We have as our guest on the line George Zimmerman, who happens to be the Vice President for Travel Michigan, which is the group that puts all of those incredible Pure Michigan ads on the air. I'm sure you've seen them on TV and on the radio and the billboards. But George has done some very interesting work when it comes to traveling with pets. And that's going to be the conversation we're going to have this morning. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
George, I noticed your article in AAA Living Magazine. And I admit to you, it was your friend Boots, who I guess is your border collie mix that you adopted, that caught my attention at first. But when I saw the story, I was very intrigued because I, too, have discovered some of the problems that you talked about in the story, which is that it is at times difficult to travel with pets, and the industry seems to be responding. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in that area?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, first of all, those of us who are dog people, and obviously I am admittedly one of them, you know, we consider our pets an extended part of our family or part of our family, and so often when we travel, we'd like to, you know, take them with us, and it's not always possible. I mean, depending on, you know, where you're going and how you're getting there. But there are many times when it is possible, and I will say that I have seen the travel industry in Michigan and other places respond to that. And there are many places that allow pets and overnight accommodations and other facilities, and you know, so you're basically allowed to have that great vacation or weekend getaway experience with your pet with you, which we often do with Boots.
Would you tell us, kind of from a historical perspective, over the last 10 or 15 years, how has the industry changed to accommodate pets?
Yeah, I think there's a lot more pet-friendly travel. But, you know, historically, and I think this was not well known, and I think people often think, well, the kinds of places that would let you bring your pet would be the less desirable places. And, in fact, just the opposite is true. In fact, the Ritz-Carlton chain has taken pets for years because many of their clientele travel with their pets, and they've made that service available. It's not something sometimes was heavily advertised, but if you inquired, can I bring my dog with me or my cat or whatever it might be, a lot of times the answer would be yes. So, but certainly it is now, I think, more kind of out in the open that the industry is courting people with pets. And again, as a pet owner, pet lover, I mean, it's a truism. I certainly believe that we pet people will pay just about anything related to taking care of our pets and, you know, making sure they're having a good experience and a good life. And so, so the industry certainly has seen that. And, you know, our dog Boots has stayed at the Ritz-Carlton in Dearborn, has stayed at Crystal Mountain in West Michigan, has stayed at on Mackinac Island at Mission Point, and there's many, 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 many others. And so I think that the industry really is just understanding that, you know, there's going to be a niche, a segment of the population where if you don't allow pets, you're, you know, cutting off potentially some revenue at a time when the industry needs the money. So,
one thing I noticed, I went to PureMichigan.com this morning, and the internet sure has made that an easier process.
Yep.
Maybe comment a little bit about that.
Absolutely, and I think that is a big change. Obviously, when you're searching for, you know, your vacation planning, obviously we hope that's in Michigan because of all the great things we have to see and do here. But yeah, absolutely, you can search for pet friendly. There's pet friendly specific websites about travel that list you know, places that accept pets in cabins, condos, hotels, motels, you know, whatever it might be. So, yeah, it's much easier to find pet-friendly accommodations.
Yeah, I think I pulled it off in all about 20 seconds. I was right there able to tell every place in Benton Harbor.
Right, exactly. And you can drill down to the area where you're going or you want to go and find out. So, and I just think that it's, you know, we see this, and I think the same thing's happening across the country, frankly, but I'm most in tune with it here in Michigan.
We're talking with George Zimmerman, Vice President of Travel Michigan, about the issue of traveling with pets. George, can you tell me what do the various hotels do in order to accommodate those people who might not be as pet friendly or might not feel as good about other people having their dogs with them? How are they dealing with that issue specifically?
That's a great question. You know, and I think that the smart ones have found ways to segregate to some extent, if possible. And I'll give you a perfect example in Michigan, or a couple of them. One is Mission Point on Mackinac Island. You know, they restrict the people with pets to one of their several buildings. And so, you know, and certainly, you know, anyone who's traveling with a dog, for example, you know, does not want that dog disturbing other guests, especially other guests that don't have pets with them or not perhaps, you know, dog people. So what they do is they have a building that is the only building they allow pets in. And certainly if the people next door in the condo next to you also have a dog, that's going to be, you know, less stressful, frankly, for everybody. Because if your dog, you know, gives out a bark because he, you know, here's a room service card or something like that, then you're not going to be as kind of paranoid about that or concerned about disturbing others. So, and certainly I think that, you know, the vast majority of us who are traveling with our pets are very conscientious about making sure there are not any disturbance in any way to any other guest. But the smarter properties are, you know, doing some segregation of people with pets, putting, you know, they know their physical layouts and which rooms are the most isolated as far as soundproofing and that kind of thing, just to not disturb other guests. At Crystal Mountain, for example, you know, their pet-friendly accommodations tend to be in their condos, and again, you know, maybe an end unit on a condo or something like that, rather than in their more hotel-like accommodations. And that makes perfect sense to me, that you would, again, you know, think about both the guests you have with pets, but obviously your other guests as well, and make sure that they're not disturbed.
George, are the hotels actually staffing people to be able to do concierge-type functions, to take a dog for a walk or get a dog groomed while people are staying at the hotel? I mean, has it reached the level to where they're making staffing decisions premised around the pets that are staying with them?
Certainly, nationally, that's going on. I haven't seen quite as much of that in Michigan yet, but I won't be surprised if we do. I mean, there are certainly hotels nationally that entire floors of a downtown hotel, for example, are a dog-friendly floor, and they're going as far as offering dog walking services, dog sitting services. So if you just don't want your, you know, if you're going to the theater and you don't want your dog to be by himself or herself, you can actually employ someone to just kind of hang out in your room with the dog and play with them. And some of them are the creative ones also offer you know, a special little gift for the dog, a dog treat, that kind of thing, upon arrival, and the room has, you know, kind of dog toys and that kind of stuff. So you do see that, and I think, again, that's going to be more and more the trend, is that the smarter, more creative hospitality professionals are going to figure out, you know, with a little bit of effort on our part, we can even enhance this experience, not just that your dog's able to stay with us, but that we're kind of making it a special experience.
So through your job, have you spent any time marketing to that? Has that ever come up in conversations when you're consulting or focusing on advertisement for this travel through Michigan?
Yeah. You know, the Pure Michigan campaign is such a kind of a broad branding campaign that we don't get into those kind of details in our advertising. But certainly on the public relations side and on the social media side, you know, it's something that does come up. And so whether we're talking to a journalist who might be interested in it or doing an interview like this one on the radio, or if there are questions about pet travel, you know, we've got a big presence now on Facebook. There's a Pure Michigan page there. It's got about 40,000 fans to it. And so that dialogue takes place in those places, certainly, but not so much in the advertising.
Sure.
Now, George, I noticed that in your article, you talked a lot about how the RV parks have really done a good job of accommodating some of the various pets. Tell me a little bit about that, because there are a lot of people who, when they do travel by RV, it's a much longer trip. And to have your pet with you, I would imagine, requires a lot more details in terms of pet care.
Well, you know, and I'm actually convinced that a lot of the appeal of RV travel has to do with dogs. that frankly, a lot of people, you know, enjoy that mode of transportation. And one of the reasons they enjoy it is because, you know, you can take the whole family, including the family pets, along with you. And so, again, the smarter RV park operators, you know, and we have traveled by RV with our dog. And, you know, the smarter ones had, you know, dog parks inside the RV park where you could run your dogs. And again, just a little bit of effort by the RV park operators to make that experience even greater. And so certainly if you're, you know, doing a Michigan RV park tour and you're traveling with your dog, the fact that, you know, particular RV parks have got those kind of special things. And again, to me, one of the best ones is because the dog's been cooped up in the RV all day, potentially, is, you know, just have a fenced dog park area where the dog can run free in a safe environment.
George, when it comes to traveling, we're talking more about the family traveling, but one of the areas where I would imagine that some inroads could be made are business travel, because there are a lot of single people who have pets to keep them company and may have to travel for business. Do you see these kinds of inroads taking place for the business traveler as well, so that they can have their friend with them when they're having to travel for business on the road?
Yeah, I haven't seen as much of that. I think part of it may be because of the business part of that trip. Is it such that their dog's going to be okay left at a hotel room while they go to a 3-hour meeting or whatever it might be? It seems to be more focused on the leisure side, but I'm certainly would not be surprised if some people who are doing business travel, don't in fact bring their pets with them as well.
Well, George, I want to thank you for coming on our show and having this conversation because, again, you guys are doing a great job in terms of promoting Michigan as a place where people really should come and visit and see the natural beauty. But for a lot of people, those pets are really important parts of their family. So the fact that you can bring to light that we do have people who are thinking about that and accommodating for it is really helpful for our listeners. And we just want to thank you and hope that you continue down that path.
Well, thanks. I appreciate being on the show.
Great. Terrific. And I'll also mention that there is a Traveling with Your Pet AAA Pet Book that is available for any of you who do want to go through and look at that, or again, go to the Pure Michigan website, as Rick did, and found great information. So please go through and take a look at that when you're going to travel with Pat. Rick, after this, in the next segment, we're going to have a continuing of this conversation. We're going to talk with Tom from Wagon Tails about some of the different services that they're providing for people who are traveling with their pets or who have to leave their pets behind and need great accommodations, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.